The United States has announced that it will lift COVID-19 travel bans in November for EU citizens and British people who are fully vaccinated. Former President Trump introduced the restrictions at the height of the first wave of the pandemic 18 months ago. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has welcomed the lifting of the travel ban. Speaking in New York, he said it was important for the aviation and tourism sectors, as well as economic connectivity. I've been speaking to our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan, who told me why the ban is being lifted now after months of travel restrictions.
Well, the US President Joe Biden is here in New York right now, and he'll deliver an address to the UN General Assembly later today. And I think it's no coincidence that the White House announced the lifting of these travel restrictions on the eve of his first UN appearance as president. He would have been meeting with a lot of world leaders today who would have once again been piling the pressure on him and urging him to lift this travel ban. And many of those leaders have been pointing out that these restrictions simply didn't make any sense. They only related to certain countries, and many of those countries, like Ireland, have higher vaccination rates and lower infection rates than the US. There's also a suggestion, of course, that the timing of all of this may have something to do with a major diplomatic row underway right now between France and the US over a multi-billion dollar submarine deal, and perhaps this lifting of the travel ban was a way of trying to ease tensions with Europe. Whatever the reason was, it is very good news for those families, many of them in Ireland, who have been separated by this travel ban for a year and a half. The easing of the restrictions will begin in early November. It'll see vaccinated international travellers allowed once more to enter the US. All of this news was breaking as the Taoiseach Micheál Martin was beginning a five-day visit to New York, and we got his reaction to the announcement yesterday evening.
Very, very welcome news indeed. I had written to President Biden in August in relation to this, saying it was important that two-way travel between Europe and US would resume. I pointed out to him the very high vaccination rates in Ireland now, and that the risk was much lower in terms of travel. I think it's important economically for Ireland, particularly aviation and tourism, and of course the economic connectivity between, because of the large presence of American companies in Ireland and the need for executives to be coming to and fro. Did President Biden reply to your letter?
We haven't got the formal reply yet, but I think the announcement today is as good as it gets.
Brian, that's the reaction of the Taoiseach. What about the Irish people then and the businesses that have been affected by the travel ban? What have they been saying?
Well, Justin, on social media, there's a hashtag, Love is Not Tourism, and this has been trending for months now. Many of the posts came from Irish people, and these are people who were separated from loved ones because of the US travel ban. Many of them had heartbreaking stories of missed funerals, missed family gatherings. Yesterday, as this news broke, those same social media posters were expressing their relief and their joy that the ban was going to be lifted. Now, there were also lots of questions from those same people wondering lots of things, like exactly when in November will these restrictions be lifted? How exactly will the testing and contact tracing process work? Questions too about whether or not the AstraZeneca vaccine would be accepted. Remember, that vaccine has not yet been approved here in the US, but it is of course widely used in Ireland and across Europe. Now, the White House said it will be up to the US Center for Disease Control to determine if AstraZeneca will be accepted. The EU said last night that it was optimistic that it would, but I think it's just another example that there are still lots of questions out there, and we're going to have to wait for some more details and clarity to come from the White House over the coming weeks. In terms of other reaction, the business community, of course, a very strong welcome. Companies with bases in Ireland and the US really had struggled with this ban when it came to trying to travel between offices and sites. Of course, it's the probably biggest boost of all for the airline, the tourism, the hospitality sectors here in the US. Irish hotelier John Fitzpatrick runs the Fitzpatrick Hotels here in New York. He told me that since the news broke of the travel ban being lifted, his phones have not stopped ringing with people inquiring about bookings.
What a great announcement for everybody, because since then the phones have been ringing off the hook. Can I come over? Can I come over? But we keep telling them the date hasn't been announced yet, so we got to hold off a while. But it's great excitement, because I was home myself during the summer and people were just stopping me. John, can we come over to you in October and November? I said, well, it's really not up to me. So it is great excitement. But even the employees are getting phone calls to take in to book rooms. But most important too, now my employees, they can go back and meet their parents and the ones that are on visas and things. They couldn't get back. So that's the other uplift as well. They can go home and see their families and come back again.
That's hotelier John Fitzpatrick there reacting to the lifting of that travel ban. And Brian, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin is in New York for a 5-day visit this week. What's on his agenda?
Well, Justin, his programme of events began yesterday evening with a meeting with the New York Governor, Kathy Hochul. She is a proud Irish-American. Her grandparents emigrated from County Kerry. She and the Taoiseach exchanged gifts of GAA jerseys and a book of poetry. Micheál Martin then visited the 9/11 memorial here in New York yesterday evening, where he laid flowers on the names of the 6 Irish-born people who died in the September 11th terrorist attacks. Throughout the week, he'll have a number of cultural and business engagements, but the big events come on Thursday, when he'll chair a meeting of the UN Security Council as part of Ireland's presidency of the Council, and on Friday, when he will deliver an address to the United Nations General Assembly.
That's Brian O'Donovan, our Washington correspondent, speaking to me earlier. The time is 8:21.
So what will this news mean for people on both sides of the Atlantic who haven't seen their loved ones since before March of last year? Well, Joan O'Sullivan has been speaking to some of them.
My name is Sean O'Farrell. Currently living in a little place called Helm, which is in central Pennsylvania. And I'm originally from a little town called Talla in Dublin. I'm usually a pretty mild-mannered fella, and I don't really let things kind of bother me all that much. But when I heard the news that, you know, restrictions have been lifted, fingers crossed that it all goes to plan and everything like that, it's elation. When you've been away from home for so long and you see people's lives are going on and, you know, there's babies are coming along and weddings and stuff like that, and you just... Typically, prior to this, you'd be able to jump on a plane within a week's notice and come home for whatever sort of event it was. But then you're told that, no, like, life is changing. You can't come home. Anyone that's from Ireland, that's such a weight off our shoulders, just to be able to know that you can come home. And it's always home. It doesn't matter where you live in the world. Ireland is home.
So my name's Aidan Gilmore. I'm from a little village called Ballyliffin in Inishowen in County Donegal. But I've been living in Washington, D.C. for the last 5.5 years. It was a huge sense of relief. I think finally puts to bed the question that's been hanging over so many families like mine that have been separated and unable to see each other for the last 18, 20 months while the travel restrictions have been in place. So I was able to go home during the summer for my sister's wedding, but it's taken me a very long and expensive way of getting back into the US. So I was able to fly home fine. So that was the straightforward part. When I got home, I applied for an exception to the travel restrictions, which was refused. So then what I had to do was book myself a 15-day stay in another country that's not on the list of restricted countries. So I'm actually currently in Mexico, where I'm spending 15 days, and I'm going to be able to get back into America. I'm going to go back to Washington, hopefully, this Friday. And it's obviously been a very expensive and long-winded way of coming back. But at the end of the day, I had to be there for my only sister's wedding. In the end, I felt I just couldn't miss that. You know, I've heard stories of people who've had relatives who are dying back home in Europe and haven't been able to get back to see them. So it's really taken a real emotional toll on people, and unnecessarily so, because I think in the last few months in particular, as Ireland's vaccination rates have gone up so highly, there's absolutely no reason why one shouldn't be able to travel from Ireland back into the US at this stage.
My name is Paul Carty. I'm originally from Portumna, County Galway, and I'm currently living in Washington, D.C. So I've been continually booking flights through the past year, hoping that at some point the ban would be rescinded. When it finally, you know, filtered through to us this morning over here, you know, I can't tell you how, you know, much of a relief more than anything it was, and how exciting it is, you know, to be able to properly look forward to Christmas now and seeing and catching up with, you know, mom and dad and all your friends and family that you haven't seen, you know, it's 2 years. So there'll be a lot of heartfelt hugs had when I eventually get to see everyone.
Hi, my name is Aideen McGee. I'm originally from Dublin and I'm living in Chicago right now. Well, we moved to Chicago in October 2019, so nearly 2 years ago. I think that was a big decision factor for us, the direct route over and back on Aer Lingus. So it's been really hard because that kind of turned pretty quickly with COVID, and we haven't been able to go home or had people over. I think there was a bit of a leak like an hour before the White House confirmed it. Our phones were just going crazy and everyone is like so excited, just happy, really, really happy. We'll be home I think, to pick up some family, my mum and my mum-in-law, hopefully. And we really don't know yet. All we know is we'll be using Aer Lingus Chicago to Dublin quite a bit from November.
The Irish diaspora, Aideen McGee, ending that report from Joan O'Sullivan. Lots of hugs to come in the months ahead. Let's chat briefly now to Mary McKenna, Managing Director of Tour America, which has been in business for over 25 years. Mary, a lot of traffic going the opposite way as well, from here to there. Have you been busy since news came through yesterday?
Look, yesterday was just the most amazing day for our business, and the phones went crazy. It was quite unexpected, this news, even though we were waiting for it. So we have such excited staff, and what we've done for the last 18 months is taking care of customers, moving their holiday plans. So I can't tell you how we feel as a business taking people to the States and the impact this has on our business and our staff and our customers. And I think I really want to thank all our customers who've supported us as an Irish business. It's been a tough 18 months, but they have really been there, and I think the staff did a great job of taking care of all our customers.
And are many booking to go and see loved ones in the States, or are they booking holidays, or what is the nature of their booking?
Yeah, so it's a real mixture. Christmas is a huge, huge month for our business, so that's very busy. So there's a lot of demand for that. And then you have weekend breaks in Vegas and New York for November. And then a lot of people just wanting to go over and see their relatives. And they haven't been able to do that for 18 months, so it's just fantastic. And so there's big demands for everything. And then 2022, you know, people are looking at booking their holidays to Orlando for the summertime. So the phones went crazy yesterday. Social media went crazy. For people, they want to know that they're going to be safe, that they can get into the country, that they're booking with a licensed and bonded travel company. So this is all really positive news. And so it's a real mixture of loads of different destinations and different clients.
And just on that, in terms of, obviously people will have to be vaccinated and tested and all of that, but for children who aren't vaccinated, they're still allowed in, are they? Is that clear at this point?
Yeah, well, you know what? That information hasn't come out. I'm hoping to get that today, the under-12s. So we know you have to be fully vaccinated. You're probably going to have a passenger locator form. You definitely have to take a COVID test 3 days prior. So we're just waiting on information, which I'm hoping to have today. But all the signs are saying, yes, that they will definitely allow under-12s in. But I just want to get confirmation on that today. I have all our product team working with our colleagues in the States. We have an office in the States. So I'm hoping to get more clarification on that today.
Okay. Well, look, good to talk to you. And thank you very much, Mary McKenna, Managing Director of Tour America.